Marlins taking on the Nationals. The Fish nearly no-hit Monday. Now they got to face Max Scherzer. Speaking of Max, he did something in the second inning he had never done before in his career.
Scherzer left field and deep, and he hit it out. With a 6-0 lead, throws a pitch and motions to the Nationals dugout. He's done. Into center field, that's a hit. Round third. And coming home with the slide, Real Muto is in there. Rojas down to second. And Miami inches a little closer. And Miguel Rojas has had two terrific at bats.
And he really has another base hit.
Well, this year, thrice. Here's a pitch. Here's a drive. This is to left. It's deep. It is going to be up, up and away. This game is tied. The Marlins have come back from a 6-0 deficit, and they have tied it up here with the Nationals, 6-6 in the fifth. Number 25 for Marcel.
Madsen, the Marlins saw a lot of here in the East. Dietrich, center field. That ball's deep. Back goes Goodwin. It's off the wall. Real Muto around third. Dietrich on his way to third. The lead. A blast of a triple, dead center, and it's 7-6. Breaking ball, ground ball. Dietrich has it. Cross the diamond, ball game! And what a ball game! From 6-0 to 7-6. And Brad Ziegler dusts off the closer's cap and finishes the ball game.
Marlins battle back from a 6-0 hole to stun the Nats 7-6. The Marlins perhaps caught a lucky break in the second inning when Max Scherzer came up lame during warm-up tosses and was forced to leave the game due to neck spasms. Don Mattingly's crew battled back from a 6-0 hole to eventually defeat Washington 7-6 as the Marlins skipper shared his thoughts after the game.
Yeah, it didn't start very well. Them losing him early was, probably the – key couple of things happened. Losing him early was a guy that, gives you a little hope that you can, can get back in a little bit. Not that you can't do it with him, but your chances aren't very good. And then our bullpen was just did a great job for us. Everybody we brought in pretty much got their outs. And we kind of kept getting back in it. Ozo's homer's huge, and then Dietz triple. I was hoping we'd get another one there with Telly, but we were able to hold on.
I talked about even Ziegler at the end. What did you see from Brad? And obviously, he hadn't pitched in a long time.
I thought he kept the ball down. It's probably a better situation for him because the guys are at least a little more. The sixth or the seventh, you make an out. But in the ninth, you make an out. It's like your last one, right? And everybody's trying to do something. So there's a little more pressure on guys in the ninth inning. So it's probably a little better to the chances of getting a chase. And, he does keep the ball on the ground. So it's like, it just seems like the right situation for us right now.
What did you see when Scherzer did? Did you see anything from him at all that indicated what was going on?
I didn't see anything in the first. And then I see him throw that ball and then kind of just like – motion to the bench that, and just walking off, and it looked like I don't know what they were saying, but it looked like the back of his neck was all red, so I don't know if he had got a stiff neck or something pinched up or whatever. So, but anyway.
You've mentioned Dietrich struggles this year. Any signs from him lately that he's staying more consistent in his approach?
I think him and Pegs kind of hit on something. A few days back, it's been 3 or 4 days now, he stayed with the same thing. And seeing him kind of, hit with more rhythm instead of the, getting stagnant up there and just letting it go. So it's been better for sure. And even the swings, the foul balls and stuff like that, they're loose and they're coming through the zone. So he's definitely been better.
And in context, 3 or 4 days in a row with the same approach, that's a long time frame?
Pretty much, yeah.
O'Grady, that second time through
No, nothing different, really. It's just a different animal on that side. That's a club full of experienced hitters, and they're gonna, you know, you've seen the 25 pitch first inning in four hitters. That's a group that, you know, they've seen all styles and types of guys, and you know those are pro at bats. You know, you get, and nothing against, you know, Cincinnati or whatever. That's a little younger club. You got a better chance of Chase getting early quick outs. They just put pressure on it. Maybe throw the ball over. It looks like they had a, you know, they had a game plan. They've also got four games of tape now to look at. So I mean that was a tough matchup today for anybody.
Mike Hill told us Volkey was out now. He's going to have Tommy John surgery. How big of a blow was that? Did you have any indication that he was having anything
around? No, not before. Not before all this stuff with the knee thing. Yeah, he was fine. Oh, he seemed fine. Well, obviously, we won't have him. So, you know, it's not, you know, not what you want. But I don't think we knew it would be deep into the season before we got him back.
But even in terms of next year,
I haven't really thought about that too much. You know, obviously, something like this is, you know, takes a while.
Scherzer's home run, 0-2 count, almost looks like he wants to bond. He pulls back. For a pitcher, you know, was that just a matter of taking him for granted, maybe a little bit?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I don't know if he tried to go cutter away and got it to the middle or tried to go cutter in and didn't get it in. But Max is actually a pretty good hitter. Over the years, I've seen him swing. He swings the bat pretty well. So he's not a guy you can really take for granted. I had a feeling, you know, two strikes there. You know, he was going to swing the bat. So I don't think we took him for granted. He just probably didn't get the pitch where he wanted it.
Trailing 6-3 in the fifth, Marcelo Zuna blasted a game-tying three-run shot off Matt Albers to draw the Marlins even, setting the stage for Derek Dietrich's RBI triple, which eventually put the Marlins on top for good as Miami came back from 6-0 down to defeat the Nationals 7-6. Ozuna spoke to the media following the game.
I just has the weather. What happened to Scherzer? He tell me, boy, you know, my English is a little bit off, and I can't understand what he say. But after he get out the game, I say, well, we have a chance to win the game. No, we the best pitcher in the big league going out because of the injury. You have a chance. Yeah, they bring him because they think I'm gonna maybe ground out. They trying to find the ground out double play, but I wasn't ready in that bat, and that's what happened. We won the game.
Miami sends Vance Worley to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by AJ Cole.